this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
Name is Answer. I reach for the darkness. One who knows nothing can understand.
Answer Report Podcast. This is episode number 14 of the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast in the world. My name is Mike, and with me as always is my brother Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hi.
And guys, I don't know if you're aware, but this weekend Jason and I competed in the WC Kingdom Hearts 3 Randomizer Invitational Race.
The first ever.
Oh, the first ever, with a number of other content creators like ourselves. And I gotta say, it was a lot of fun. It was a great time. But more importantly, we fucking won that shit, baby.
Easy.
I took first. Jason took second. Hashtag
easily,
Spike
quite
Getty.
Frankly.
Sweep. Okay. Regular Pat. Who?
Damo. Who?
Damo who? Shibuya Gato who?
Who?
Tots who?
Exactly, dude.
I mentioned Bio Roxas.
Who?
So, yeah, it was this weekend and we had a lot of fun. but also, I won and I'm the champion and I will not let anybody take that away from me, dude.
Well, and it wasn't really even close either. Like,
no.
Like, as far as... There was never anybody who was doing the endgame at the same time as you.
No, there was never any doubt. I haven't watched everybody else's perspective, but according to Water and Critic, which thank you to them for allowing us to be in the race and do all the bug testing and all the cool stuff that we got to do because of them.
Right. And running the event.
Yeah, and running the event. According to them, there was like four people who were around the same, like had two proofs.
Okay.
Were running around looking for them, but no one was going to Frozen. Everybody's scared of Frozen.
Got a bite in the
bully. I actually am scared of Frozen as well. I'm very scared of Frozen. But I found a report that told me where that proof was, and I went and got it, and that was it.
Easily.
But, you know, besides the fact that we won and we're the best, hashtag Spike Getty Sweep, it was a lot of fun. There isn't a better group of competitors.
True.
And people to run that race against than those people. Love them all. You guys should all go check them out.
Yeah.
They all have dope content creation in different ways.
Well, and also, you know, going over to like Waters Twitch and Critics YouTube to like go like, you know, watch the VOD or whatnot if you missed it. Because it was really cool. And it wasn't just like a normal race either. It wasn't just like a normal randomizer race even. Like, we had different stipulations where we could essentially grief each other with the Mickey Mouse Classic Kingdom games and, you know, make people sing random songs and, you know, cut out a lucky emblem out of paper and go to certain places in the games and take pictures of certain things. There was a whole lot of different things, and it was really cool, really fun. And the lighthearted, fun nature was just great. If you're like, man, I've watched some races and like GDQ or something, and it was just a sweat fest. It's not down. I'm not down. It wasn't like that. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, it was just, it was good mode.
It was.
I can't wait for the next one.
I know. It sounds like we're going to do it again. We'd love to. I'd love to defend my championship, you know, as the winner, as the person who won and beat everybody there handily, I might ask. Easily.
Yeah, while streaming.
Didn't even use half of my skill. Got up to use the restroom at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
Although that was forced upon me by Shibuya Gato, who sent me that trick that I had to deal
That's
with.
True.
But I,
you had
know,
to step out.
I used my cunning and strategic mind to hold the piss until I had to do that. Think about that for a minute.
I just full gamered it and peed in a bottle.
Yeah, that's true. That you did do that. You did.
I don't think I could have physically done that.
Yeah, I honestly, have you ever peed into a bottle?
Yeah, one time. It was not pleasant.
What kind of bottle?
It was like a beer bottle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no give on a beer bottle.
No.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
No.
The only bottle I've peed in that I ever enjoyed it was a Gatorade bottle.
Yeah, I feel like that wouldn't be too bad.
And that wasn't some weird flex like, yo, my cock's so huge you can only fit in a Gatorade. I'm just saying the hole's big enough to accept the piss without spilling.
Wow, Mike, what a great flex, dude.
Dude, you know, I gotta tell you, I won this
race and I'm
on top of the world.
I can only pee comfortably into a pickle jar. Okay?
Yeah, dude. a soup can. Anyway, I don't really have a big wiener. It's average. But I am the winner of this race, and that's all that matters to me right now.
And I was running up while drunk. So
Jason was drunk.
Very drunk.
Pretty insane. he would, I mean, okay. If you guys go back and watch the VOD, you'll see a couple things from Jason.
True.
At one point, you'll start to hear some burping. And the kind of burping you only hear when someone has had too much to drink.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And they're going to vomit later.
I didn't even vomit.
I know you didn't, but somehow you beat that. But anytime I've ever heard anybody burp like that, it's like, yo, this person's got like 2 hours and they're going to vomit. You also were doing that really funny thing that drunk people do where they will do anything to convince you that they are A, not drunk, or B, not as drunk as you think they are. Because if you even mention that the person's drunk, they're like, well, hold on here. I'm not as drunk as you think I are, you know, and they and you were doing that a couple times, and it was really funny.
That's funny. I don't remember that.
Yeah, Jason doesn't remember much about it, but you were killing me, dude. You were cracking me up. not a planned part of the tournament. A little unprofessional on Jason's part, if I have to.
No, honestly, it wasn't part of the plan, but I was like, I'd gotten drunk before stream. Basically, my dad got me really drunk. And then I was like, okay, well, I don't want to like crash in the middle of the stream. So I kind of got to keep drinking.
Well, no, and that was the right call.
Yeah.
The even more right call would have been not to let dad get you drunk.
There was a curveball thrown, but I still hit the curveball. You know, it was a little sloppy, but I hit it. Okay,
that's true. That's true. You did. it was pretty incredible to watch. You died to Xehanort on beginner.
I did. The game. I remember that
still,
actually.
And still won.
Still won. Like that's how drunk I was, guys. Like I played the game a billion times.
Yeah.
Die to Xehanort on beginner with a Koopa coin, probably. Maybe not.
Oh, you bought a Koopa coin?
Maybe. I don't know. I think I had a Koopa coin at one time and probably lost it somewhere else. Maybe in like the fight leading up to it or something.
I think I died once. I don't remember on what. If you're like, wow, can you guys stop talking about this race I didn't watch? No, we won't, because I won and I want to talk about it. But more importantly, if you yourself are sitting there like, hey, this randomizer sounds like a grand old time. How do I get in on it? The good news is Critic and Water just released the newest build that we used on this run.
Yeah.
I would recommend at this point, if completing a seed is your ultimate goal, Like completing a run.
Like you have to. Like
if you will be absolutely disappointed if you don't. I would not turn on the boss randomizer, the enemy randomizer, or the party member randomizer. Because when we would crash, that's the stuff that would crash us the most. They're still working on that stuff. But the
works with like very specific ones, yeah.
Right. The actual randomizer part, where it's just randomizing the chests and moving stuff around and you're hunting for the proofs, that stuff works perfectly.
Yeah. Like your typical Cage 2 rando type of run.
Right. So it's just like the weird extra stuff that's like causing problems. So I would recommend not turning those on. I'd recommend turning those on at least once to have a good time by seeing like Marluxia show up and where the Lich is supposed to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to see the novelty of like, you know, having Rapunzel and King Mickey and Hercules as your party members in Monsters, Inc. or whatever, like, yeah, it's funny. It's cool. But if your ultimate goal is to complete a seed, you might want to wait until they get some more updates on that, because there's just a lot of variables with that stuff, and
yeah,
things don't always work the way they intend them to.
So many bosses and enemies, and yeah.
But yeah, we had such a great time bug testing for this, too, and we're going to continue to do that when asked, and it's just such a cool thing, and it's such a cool mod that Water and Critic have provided the community with for free.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy.
Just, like, an insane amount of time spent on it and work put in by just two legendary people. I mean, Critic's literally doing it around his homework, you know?
Yeah.
Water has a family and a full-time job, and he's putting 5-6 hours a day into this thing sometimes for free, you know? No one's paying them.
Well, and, like, yeah, leading up to the event and stuff, like, putting in so much work and, like, having a build. Like, I'd be like, oh, hey, I ran into this issue, blah, blah, blah. Like, gave him some information or whatever. And then he would, like, have a new build within like a few hours sometimes, and it's just like, this is crazy. So much work and uptime on it.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
Just inspiring to where it makes you want to put effort into something else as well on that level.
Yeah, agreed. That's what made us want to bug test so much.
Yeah, 100%.
It was just, you know, it's infectious when people get so passionate and want to get stuff done that, you know, that is really cool, I guess, is the best way to put it.
I mean, yeah, it's just straight up cool.
So thank you to both of those individuals for all the work they've put in and letting us be a part of it in a small way. And also putting me in the tournament so I could win.
And rigging it, scripting it, and everything.
It and scripting it so I would win with my skill.
Everyone was like, oh my God, dude. Like, Mike won in like a decent amount of time, dude, but like, Jason is taking forever to take second right now. Can we break the script? And Water and Critic were like, don't break the fucking script. I repeat, do not deviate from script.
So Jason and Mike paid me a lot of money to win this tournament. It's not true. Anyway, so yeah, go check out the VOD of that. It's up on our Twitch channel and the other streamers' Twitch channels as well.
Yeah.
So you can see their perspective. But
also, yeah, I would highly suggest checking out, you know, Waters, Twitch, and Critic's YouTube to see that as well. Because they jump around into the different rooms to talk to different people. And, it's really cool. And they commentate over all of it as well. So, yeah, it's really cool.
I also got to sing Running Up That Hill, which is my favorite song. So Pat didn't really grief me by giving me that trick. He just said, hey, Mike, sing Running Up That Hill. And I said, I will do that for free, boss. So Pat and I have a little bit of a duet out there. I don't know if you guys are interested in that. You go check it out. But yeah, it was so much fun, and I'm just glad we were able to participate. I think I might do like a little rerun of it, like stream the race again from our perspective. I'll announce that in our Discord if I do that, so you guys can check that out too. So be on the lookout for that. Anyway, Jason, we were gone last week because
they dropped Dark Road like they said they would.
No, they didn't yet. It's August. Where is it?
Wait, what?
Isn't that crazy?
What?
They told me August 1st, midnight, I was getting it.
Oh, no.
But it's not here.
Oh, it's getting menacing.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Dark Road for a minute? I mean, we don't know anything new, but like,
I mean,
what
yeah,
do we
I'm,
know.
I'm
what
down
do
to
we
talk
know?
Dark Road. I mean, even from just a professional level, how in the hell do you have a game that is releasing supposedly within the month and you haven't said jack shit? If it's like a game, if it's a movie, if it's a show, like, I get that they're probably not going to make a ton of money on it or anything, right? Like, that, it's not like it's crazy monetized like it previously was. Like, it's not even really a game, right? Like, it's just, like,
well,
it is,
know.
But it isn't. Like, it's not.
We don't know,
it's
man.
Not how it was previously.
I got 50,000 BP. I want to use it.
So that shit is worthless. And so, like, I don't. It's insane to how you don't have like one intern who can like make like a post about it, like make a you already got a trailer, just reuse a ton of the stuff from
it's
the trailer,
just
make like a 10-second thing. Like, ain't no way.
Like we talked about, there's a hallway at Square Enix where at the end there's a room where it's just
how
two female animators.
Gonna completely randomize Kingdom Hearts 3 faster than Dark Road.
Well, they didn't have to create any of the assets, except the proof.
Oh, yeah, dude, the chibi art do be crazy, bro. We'll figure out how to do that in a day.
Yeah, I don't think it took
Will preferred
a day.
Will 6.
I don't think it took Will.
It was in 5 hours.
Listen, we don't want to push the negativity onto the animators. They're just two people doing their jobs.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Imagine you signed up for this job and you're like, wait, there's only the two of us.
Yeah, you walk in the room and you go, wait a minute, what?
I'm working at Square Enix. Not even like Square Enix America, like previously, but like Square Enix, and there's only two of us, bro? What?
That'd be pretty
crazy. Like, think about that. I'm gonna work on the new Kingdom Hearts mobile game, and it's you and one other dude animating the entire thing.
I mean, it depends on what they're paying me, you know?
I guess.
Like,
depends on if they
me,
are
like,
paying me.
They're paying me a good wage, bro. I'll animate the fuck out of that game, you know?
Yeah, dude. That's why they're stalling.
I'll be like, oh,
those
I gotta
cheeky,
make sure.
Cheeky animators.
I gotta make sure Baldur's cape is flowing in the wind.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Shit, what music do we put over top of this? Well, we got two different music files.
I mean, to be fair, they're not making the music either, right? They're just taking what they're given, you know?
Somebody's fucking up, dude. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I think it's going to be fine. I just think it's so weird. Like, it's just such a strange thing. You know what I mean? Like, what it sounds like to me is, like, Nomura was given a budget for it originally. They did it. It didn't do well. They wanted it to make more money than it was doing. And then he had to, like, they wanted to cut it, right? And then he had to be like, listen, let me do it this way. It will take two animators. And they were like, okay, as long as it takes two animators. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I can, like, think of. Like, we could be using those animators on Outriders.
Dude.
Just kidding. That's not the same company.
There's literally no way that, like, was really what was happening, though. Like, they literally were making stupid money for, like, not crazy, crazy stupid money, but compared to, like, what it costs to do what they were doing, like, they already had the infrastructure.
Yeah, I think they realized it wasn't going to last much longer, though, and they were going to piss people off by continuing to, like, make people pay for this shit.
Mm. So maybe it was actually not a corporate greed move.
Yeah, I think it was, instead of a greed move, it was probably more of a reputation move.
Okay.
I think they definitely, I was talking to Damo about this the other night, about how Nomura didn't mention the game in his most recent, like, interview he did. And Damo thinks it's because they see it as a failure. And so bringing that up in an article with an American publication like Game Informer and saying, oh, by the way, this thing that sucks is still coming.
Mm,
he thinks
that
that's why. I just think in the context of the interview, it didn't make sense for him to bring it up, and so he didn't.
I think it's probably a bit of both, right?
Yeah.
Like,
because
when
the
when has that really ever
up,
happened?
Right. The way he brought up Missing Link was in the way of, by the way, if you want to know more about Kingdom Hearts 4 before Kingdom Hearts 4 comes out, Missing Link will tell you some answers. Like, that's basically the way he said it. And then he didn't mention Dark Road, because Dark Road's not really going to relate to Kingdom Hearts 4 for the most part. And when I said that to Damo, he went, and I said, no, you shut up with your Fabula Crystal Novalis or whatever. That shit's not real. You stop it. So, but yeah. So Dark Road, you know, it could drop tomorrow. We could be talking about this, and we could put out. Actually, you know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna edit this podcast now.
You're welcome,
guys.
Come
out Thursday.
You're welcome.
And then Friday we're gonna release this podcast, and everybody's gonna go, "Why didn't you talk about Dark Road?"
So Dark Road probably released yesterday.
Yeah. Hope you guys
maybe
like
we'll
it.
Maybe we'll put an extra video out.
Nope.
Maybe we already have.
Absolutely not.
Maybe, just maybe, it came out.
It might have come out, but we will not put out another video. I refuse. You're on my time, Nomura. I won the championship.
True.
You're on my time. Finally, while we were out last week, Jason, Super Groupies revealed their Kingdom Hearts 20th anniversary themed apparel and accessory lineup, Jason.
What?
Do you want to spend a bunch of money on a watch that's kind of mid?
I mean, if it was made by Square Enix, of course, dude. So then I can put it right next to my chessboard that I can't play chess on?
Yeah. The thing is, the Ventus watch is the coldest, dude, and I hate Ventus, so I'm not getting it.
Yeah. There's respect to that with your principles, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
it's the principle of disliking Ventus.
He sucks, dude. I agree. Wildcat Diana. He's terrible.
I agree.
And I will not be wearing his watch, even though it's kind of sick.
Also, okay, wait. Are these, like, hella overpriced? Like, I didn't really do any of the, like, oh, how much is this, like, USD or, like, Euros or something, right? Like, I have no frame of reference.
Euros?
Gyros.
Okay, so the Ventus watch is 25,000 yen. And that's $189.17.
Jesus.
In America. So they're...
For the Ventus watch?
Yeah, I think all the watches are the same price.
Mm.
And the shipping fee is 800 more yen, so about $200. Actually, the Riku watch is kind of king worthy. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I might cop the Riku watch, honestly. I don't wear a watch, and I should.
I used to wear a watch, but now it's like, I work from home. Why the fuck am I wearing a watch? I just like,
man,
literally.
The pictures of the people wearing the watches, they are stunting on us, dude. They're straight up like, yo, check this shit out. But anyway, the reason I brought this up is not to talk about the watches, even though I knew I was going to do that. It was to talk about this art that Nomura made.
The wallets. I mean, what?
Yeah, the backpack. No, this art that Nomura made specifically for this reveal of Sora, Roxas, and Ventus, the three Soras, if you will. And it's pretty neat. They're looking pretty...
Dripped.
Dripped out, as the kids say.
I mean, yeah, Roxas is so dripped. He's wearing rain boots, dude.
Yeah. And he's doing the half hood thing.
Yep. Yep.
And you know, I hate Ventus. And he's clearly the least dripped out of the three.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the smug look he's got on his face.
Yeah, he definitely would never have that face.
No, that's not Roxas or Ventus. Because if it was, he wouldn't look like that. But if this is the new Ventus...
He would be Roxas.
Maybe I'll be... Exactly. Exactly. If he looked like that, he would be Roxas, not Ventus. Which Roxas looks hood as shit.
Well, they, honestly, that's like their... It's kind of a hole he wrote himself into. But then, well, not really, because he did kill off Roxas, but then brought him back for the fans. So I guess he kind of... I don't know, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of a... It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but I know... it is really cool to know that it's like, you know, this is something the creator of these games drew, too. Like,
yeah, I always like when Nomura just draws random stuff. Like when he drew Link, do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. How Roxas looks, his face is very reminiscent of Noctis in like the second version of the title screen. Like, you know how it changes?
Mm-hmm.
His face look a lot like it looks a lot like Noctis, like that style.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Yeah, Nomura drew the sick art of Link facing off with Cloud. And then Mario's in there, and he's got a fireball, and then Kirby's, like, doing some Kirby shit. But then my man DK is about to punch Advent Children Cloud in the mouth.
Okay.
He's about to... Okay. And hit his ass, dude. Fucking knock his ass out. I love this art. Didn't he, like... Did he draw Iron Man 2 or something?
Hey, yo. I didn't know that.
Or no, he designed a toy. He designed this Iron Man Bring Arts.
Huh.
And it's fucking dope, dude. Hold on, I'll just type in Nomura Iron Man.
Okay.
Into Google. It would like come up a bunch of pictures.
Mike, is this some type of freaky like I got you, two girls, one cup.
No.
Nomura. I put it in safe mode right now.
He did a Iron Man, a Captain America, and a Spider-Man, dude.
Hey, yo.
What's this? Yeah, dude, they're sick.
Gundam.
And everybody's like, oh, Namira just puts a bunch of belts on stuff.
Oh, shit, he made a Thor? Yo, the Thor is sick, dude. I want Namira to design more things. Like, I want him not design more things, because he already designs a bunch of things, like, from his mind. I want him to take things that I like and redesign them.
Okay.
Did you look at the Thor, dude?
No, I couldn't find anybody else. I'm only finding the... Is the Thor real?
Yeah, I just typed in Nomura Thor, dude. And he's got the Stormbreaker in one hand and Mjolnir in the other.
Yo?
And the armor's just...
Oh, shit.
The armor's just disgustingly Nomura.
Yeah, dude.
Like, he's got a big cock piece he's covering.
Dude, and I'm a Thor simp.
Nomura knows to protect what matters. The cock.
Strong enough to protect what matters.
The Captain America is sick. And he could have put a bunch of belts on this motherfucker. He kind of did.
On who?
On Captain America.
Mm.
But, like, it makes sense. He didn't, like, put them over his, like...
He didn't put it on Thor, for one.
Right. But the belts, like, are holding, like, guns and shit, dude.
Yeah, he's got, like, the shoulder strap. I'm not as much of a fan of the Spider-Man one.
I think it's
cool,
though.
I think that
it's
hard, because Spider-Man has so many different versions, right? Like...
Oh, wait, did he do this other Spider-Man play arts, or no? I don't think he did. But, yo, these
Marvel...
It
would be hard to be original, or, like... I don't know. I feel like I've just seen so much of Spider-Man. I'm gonna be honest. I'm kind of Spider-Maned out, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yo, I don't think he did this Wolverine, but this Wolverine's nutty too. He might have. Wait, did he do this? Like, did he design the whole line? I can't find. Yeah, he must have, because it's all by Square Enix. Okay, I got to pause the podcast and figure out. Dude, he did. He did all these play arts. There's a Harley Quinn one. What does Tetsuya Nomura Joker look like? Hold on. Holy shit, dude. This is what I would have guessed he looked like. Oh no, he's got the Arden fedora. No. Why did
yeah.
he have... And he has a smile scarf.
Yeah, smile scarf with like these like mechanical arms.
Oh, okay. What is the Harley? The Harley Quinn is definitely Nomura too, dude. She looks like a Nier Automata character. Not that Nomura designed those, but
yeah, she actually does with like the covered face. Not that that's like strictly Nier.
Yo, the Batman looks crazy. I didn't know he designed all these. This is nuts,
dude. No wonder Dark Road's taking forever.
Dude, Nomura,
yeah,
stop
wait.
Designing.
If this is the right one, dude, there's no way, bro. This shit is looking like some Sephiroth-ass figurine, dude.
What, Batman?
I'm actually getting some, like, Perfect Cell vibes from this one.
Yeah, he has the really pointy, like, ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, his cape can, like, display, like, kind of like some one-winged angel shit.
Yeah, it's dope, dude.
Yeah, his helmet is screaming fucking Perfect Cell at me. I hear the Perfect Cell theme.
Hello. No.
Yeah, this is so funny. Anyway, this is such a tangent.
This is a random rabbit hole.
Yeah. Anyway, go buy backpacks from Super Groupies or I don't know. What the fuck? We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to do the question of the week. All right, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Richard Epcar. Welcome to the Ansem Report podcast. Come to the darkness.
Welcome back to the Ansem Report podcast. Jason.
Yeah.
It's time for the
question of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to Aphoroxus, a juiced individual. We love him. For that stinger. Jason, this week's question of the week is from me, a genius. What is your favorite DM desperation move maneuver in all of Kingdom Hearts?
Okay.
And we got some answers here. First answer is from Zombie Man. And he says, Vanessa's DM is my favorite because he just flies on a bunch of old keyblades and attacks with them, which is very fucking cool.
True. I remember the first time ever seeing that. In BBS, mm-hmm. and just being like, what is going on? And then in KH3, when they bring it into the new engine, into the Unreal Engine 4, and it just looks so good.
It's so cool. Well, and didn't he do it in the cutscene, like the secret movie thing first?
Yeah, he did, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, what the hell?
Egg of Dognito says, Xehanort's mom shot me a DM recently. That one's pretty pog.
I'm sorry, I didn't even react at first because I was like, wait, okay. Sora rides a bunch of Keyblades for the Union Cross theme, like type thing in Kingdom Hearts 3. Is there, like, lore implications to Vanitas doing it? Is there, like, a bunch of bad Keyblade wielders? Some darkness comes from the past?
Well, I wonder if it's, instead of darkness or bad Keyblade wielders, unversed.
I'm
like, the power of their floods.
Right, but they're, like, they're Keyblades.
Right, the floods are in the Keyblades.
Mike, that's fucking stupid.
Anyway, Egg really says, for real though, probably Data Vanitas. One, because it looks pretty cool, and two, because you can just make him not do it by casting Thunder at the right time.
Egg, kind of a tryhard.
Egg trying hard. Kyrie's bro says, I think at the end of 3, when you fight Xehanort, his DM is the best, unless Mike skips it. With his Stitch Risky 6 moves. Thank you, Kyrie's bro, for recognizing, one, that I'm awesome, and two, that I am the world champion of Kingdom Hearts 3 Randomizer.
It's true. Undefeated.
Thank you again for bringing it up. Billy the Kid Lawrence says, Zenithus' lasers in KH2, just iconic. It's such an epic part of the fight, final fight visually, while also putting you into the most massive sweat of your life the first time around, making you press two buttons for both Sora and Riku at such a rapid pace. My hands have never worked harder nor faster unless, you know, mommy.
Yeah. I feel like the first time I ever did it, Like, I was definitely pressing it way faster than he needed to, right? Because you're just so stressed out.
Iron Aggro, the Super Spaghetti Bro spy, says, gonna agree with Billy. Laser Dome is unironically a defining moment from my childhood. It was possibly the coolest thing I'd ever seen at the time, and it set my taste on what I thought was cool to this day.
Yeah, it's still so cool. They can literally just, like, invoke it, kind of, in a cutscene, and the cutscene's immediately goated.
Yep.
Like when he does it to Axel.
A rogue pawn knocked from the game at the beginning or something. I don't remember.
Cage Waterfox says, probably going to have to be Marluxia's Data DM from KH2 Final Mix.
Okay, okay. Anyway,
it's pretty good.
He's like T-posing above you and trying to shoot you with laser beams or something.
I think Marluxia and Luxord were the only like DMs we ranked higher from KH2 than KH3. Of repeating characters, I mean. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I feel like Marluxia's 3 we ranked higher. I'm not sure.
No, we ranked it lower, remember, because we don't like the end, how you have to, like, hit him.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That makes sense, yeah. They're pretty similar as well.
Yeah, they are.
The one thing that I got some flack for was the fact that people were like, dude, the skull that happens in KH3 during it, and then the fact that the, like, whole floor is, like, kind of like a big pool and stuff. I was kind of getting flamed, dude, quite frankly.
People were flaming? But who was flaming you, dude?
It might have been twitch.tv/ Lands of Masters flaming me a bit, dude.
Wait, was he flaming me too?
Just giving me a bit of a spanking, honestly. Just flaming me, and I had no way to defend myself, dude.
Was he flaming me too?
He said, Mike's stupid.
Lance!
So Mike's an idiot.
Alright, Lance, I got some truth pills for you to swallow, buddy. You're not that good at Pokemon Puzzle. Just throwing that out there. I just elbowed my mic really hard.
No
but
shot,
you're not
dude.
That good at Pokemon Puzzle.
Well,
and
it
I
will
can take you down.
It would behoove you to know I totally lied. I'm sorry, Lance. Caught in the crossfire.
Lance, I'm on Cloud9 right now, man. I'm the world champion. I'll still say it. I don't care.
Okay, you did flame me a bit. That's actually real.
Oh, okay. I still love you, Lance. I'm just saying I could take you down a Pokemon Puzzle, brother. That's all I'm saying. Birdo Jester says, Captain Hook in KH1. He gets all red and steamy and just lays into you with a flurry of strikes that would put Zaldan to shame. You'll not get me other hand!
He kind of does go man mode on your ass.
He does.
Like, he is just a grown man trying to kill a child. Like, it's kind of respectable, I guess.
Yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do when you're Captain Hook, you know? The only competition you have anywhere are children.
Because it's like, okay, Peter Pan, the Lost Boys, they're hundreds of years old. Let's be real, dude. Okay? It's a bit weird, but it's real. But
that's
Sora,
true.
Actual child. And he's like, you know what? If he dies, he dies. But like while swinging a sword at him. So
yeah,
you probably
sure.
die.
You probably die, Sora. Alex says, it's a tie between three, so I'll keep it brief. 1, Xemnas Laser Dome. 2,
okay.
Xehanort's Throne Room move in KH3.
That's
3,
really cool.
Yozora's Planetarium move. All masterpieces.
That's true. I'm surprised it took this long to get to the Yozora one. The Yozora one is so crazy.
It's pretty cool.
And it's kind of similar to Xehanort's, where it's like, you know, the mechs are being thrown at you in a big-ass white room.
Yeah, true. Locke says, +1 to Billy. Boring answer, but Billy already nailed it. That sequence may be one of the best endings in all of gaming. Just wanted to hop in and say I finally caught up on all episodes after finding you guys in late March. And love seeing all the new KH content across the whole community you opened up my eyes to. Thanks for killing more of my free time with a random game obsession from when I was 3 and is now a personality trait at this point. Can't wait for my first live Marge Capiche next year.
Oh, heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Dude, that'll be fun.
That's one thing that's really fun about this podcast, too, is like people find us. And then you don't just find us because we have all these guests and all these people we're connected to with our hearts, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's cool that we can kind of be like, oh, check out this person too. Check out this person too, right?
Yeah.
And then you have all this new content that you can just go through. And I'm kind of jealous.
It's almost like we need to have some more people on soon.
Yeah, it's almost like we need to. Well, I'm kind of jealous because I'm like, I wish I had more people to, you know, no one's telling me who to listen to now.
now it's just us. Like, we have to find them
right,
ourselves.
Now I have to find the people. I have to do the work. It's crazy. Anyway, thank you, Locke, for checking us out, man. Appreciate it. StuCat says, Sykes' move where he beats the shit out of the floor during his boss battle looks epic.
It is
that
so cool.
And common answer, the Zemnis laser dome.
Well, and I don't even know really how to describe it, like how he does it, but it just looks natural. Like, it just looks right. Like, it's not like he's mimicking something in real life, right? Like riding on, like, a surfboard, like Vanitas or something, right? Where it's like, okay, yeah, that can make sense, right? Mm-hmm. He's just, like... I don't even know how to describe it. He's, like, swinging it back and forth, but, like, kind of, like, through the ground.
Yeah, it's,
I don't even... He's going...
It's inexplicable, but he's going ham.
He's, like, curling or something. I don't know, dude, but it looks so natural. Like, it flows. It just looks right. It's good. Mm-hmm. It feels right.
It feels right, Syax. Zach says, visually, young Xehanort in Limit Cut. Just wish it was a little longer. Gameplay-wise, though, yo, Zora.
I do like the BM of the young Xehanort one.
Yeah, where he just walks around.
Yeah, yeah, like, he has his clones attacking you, and he's just, the real one is just, like, walking in the background, like, watching you, like, block for your life. Yeah. Like, oh, shit!
He's like, I'm smug, Sora.
I'm the worst Xehanort.
Chane says, Marluxius from Cage 3, seeing a skull rise out of the floor as the doom counter begins counting down quickly from 99, awakens gamer feelings deep down inside of me. Pretty pogs. Jason is an idiot for ranking it so low last week.
Wait, what?
Just kidding. That last part I added. I had to get you back for the lands one. I should have waited till you said something bad about Chaney, though. Chaney, you're also bad at Pokemon Puzzle.
You suck at Pokemon Puzzle, Chaney.
Got him. Pandalove says, I'm a bit of a filthy casual and don't know a lot of the DMs, and while the Laser Dome does stick out in fond memories and nostalgia, I think I want to pick the big meteors from the final Xehanort fight in Remind, if that counts anyway. It does.
Oh.
It definitely counts.
Yeah, no,
that's
definitely a DM.
Underwhelming when you learn them, but I remember thinking, what the hell do I even do here when I first played Remind, and at least makes the fight feel a bit more cinematic for our girl Kyrie.
Yeah.
Those meteors
that's
are
true.
Cool.
That's true. Also, I remember the first time that happening. Well, look, they almost look like moons, right? When he, like, pulls them out of the portals and shit. Like, he's just throwing moons at me, dude. Like, did Nomura watch fucking Infinity War? Where he, like, just, like, throws the moon at the Avengers? Like, he's like, you know what? Goatnort's gonna throw multiple moons, dude.
Yeah. Dude, God. I don't know why I just thought of this now. But just imagine in Kingdom Hearts 4, you join the heroes on the moon of Titan to fight Thanos.
That would be pretty crazy.
And then Star-Lord ruins it for everybody. Just kidding.
Dude,
you guys need to be nice to Chris Pratt. Stop it.
Yeah. It's like you see, like, he, like, does some type of, like, young Xehanort's in the back doing, like, the old man Xehanort hand thing. Mm-hmm. And you see, like, darkness, like, glowing on Star-Lord. It makes it canon, dude.
Oh,
it makes
dude,
it canon, dude.
That's funny.
Gamers joint, get on it, dude. It's canon. Come on now.
Hey, easy. That was kind of backstage bitching. Snappy
I don't
Gaming.
Know. It's on my main stage, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's a backstage for us because we're not nearly as popular.
Ah, true, true.
Snappy
Punch
Gaming
down.
Says, I have two answers because my favorite is very situational, and that is Trinity Limit of KH2, and not the one where Donald Goofy helped, the one where Sora's alone against Sephiroth. If you can time everything right, you have insane combos on that one winged fairy. And then they go on to say, wait, did I misunderstand the assignment? I thought you were asking for our own desperation maneuvers. My bad. The coolest is obviously Zemnis Laser Dome, but my personal favorite has to be Xehanort's in KH3. The first time he forced me into rage form, it made me groan, and then I saw all the chairs rise in the distance. I said, oh, I'm fucked, aren't I? That's actually... Maybe we'll... maybe we'll troll Snappy here and be like, oh, well, next week is what's your desperation maneuver?
Ain't no way we have like three desperation ones in a row. Ain't no way. No, but the training limit is cool, though.
It is. It's really cool.
It's anytime you don't have both Donald and Goofy. So, like, if you just have, like, Beast and Goofy, you can use it.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty sick. Very, very, that's used quite a bit in the speedrun, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool.
See, speedrunners, I know what I'm talking about. Cheery Theoden says, the nostalgia wants me to pick Ansem's DM from the solo fight on Destiny Islands, the one where the pool spawn beneath you before the Guardian pops out. It's not anything too crazy or difficult to dodge, but the fact that all you can do is escape damage is to run away, combined with a haunting soundtrack and the overall feeling of being completely outmatched that KH1 aimed for, it just works for me. All that being said, I'm a slut for crazy animations, and Xehanort's Remind Throne Room DM is just fucking cool, dude. Gotta give it to that. No, the Ansem one is like the first time. Like, the other characters have DMs, but like, I don't know. To me, that's like the first time you kind of realize what's going on, right? With that.
I would say like Riku
one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Dark Riku in that one. Yeah. I like the first major ones where it's on the level of what we're talking about for sure.
Yeah. Mike Kennedy NFL says, mechanically, I kind of actually despise this as it's one of the most frustrating moves in the series, but I can't help but appreciate Phantom from KH1's Doom move. It's so unique to the series. Where else can you see Peter Pan and Donald Duck's lifeless bodies just hanging in midair with no chance of revitalization?
That's true.
Do I need help?
Their health bar is gone. Honestly, that's probably one of the more scary fights to me.
It is.
Like, it's just uncomfortable.
More importantly, Jason, do you think Mike Kennedy NFL needs help?
Probably, yeah.
I think we all do.
I mean, if that's your favorite, yeah, you probably need help, dude. There's a lot of other cooler ones, honestly. Like, let's be fucking real here, okay?
Wow.
Let's be fucking real.
GetRoxel says, it was always Laserdome. Wildcat Diana says, it's gotta be Xemnas KH2 for actually being a canon, emotionally irrelevant DM.
Mmm.
So it's relevant to the story, she's saying.
Hmm.
Diane is all about story.
That's true. That's true. The story is good. It is cool that it doesn't have, like, a full-on... When you complete it, there's, like, a cutscene, essentially, that plays, right? Like, some of them have, like, animations or something that will play, like, shortly after, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, an actual full-on cutscene is cool.
Yeah. I agree. Lands of Masters, a.k.a. Bad at Pokemon Puzzles, says,
damn.
Limit Cut Master Xehanort. Notable mentions, Limit Cut Laserdome, Yozora, Limit Cut Shion, and Limit Cut Ansem. Limit Cut Ansem, dude.
Yes.
S tier, dude. We decided last week. Brundox says, even though I hate him, Xehanort's time stop where the music... Young Xehanort is what he meant to say there. I was very confused. Young Xehanort's time stop where the music freezes and the colors invert is extremely cool. No, we just said we like that. That's the one thing we like about him, Broomdox.
Yeah. We hate Young Xehanort in every other way, shape, or form. Honestly, how do I like him less than Mysterious Figure? Who's just bullshit. Like,
well,
at least he's
him.
Like... well, right. Like, he's just actually... More Chad than Young Xehanort, who's actually voiced and shit. Yeah, they probably just used the fucking Ansem rig or something. But still.
I think...
Or Xemnas, maybe.
No, it's...
Because he's way too broad-shouldered and big to be Young Xehanort.
I want to say it's like Terra's model. Mm. It's something like that. It's something weird. That I remember someone telling me this before, but I don't remember. I want to say it's Terra's model, just in the in the cloak, but I could be wrong.
But anyway, Mysterious Figure is just how do I like Mysterious Figure better than Young Xehanort? He's the worst. Also, true. Fuck Joshua.
Okay. DP Grant says, I'm not sure if this is a DM. I'm not really a gamer, but Ansem Riku's dark aura is my pick. I can still feel my 8-year-old self's nervous fear of him slowly rising in the air, getting ready to pound my 8-year-old ass with no skippable cutscene.
I'm sorry. What?
Orpheus Joshua says, Data Xehanort from Remind, pretty orgasmic. We've hit the degenerate part of the
Oh, God, guys. Of the week. Guys, what are these phrasings?
SPCat says, my favorite DM, if I can count it as a DM, is Xemnas' Phase 1 with the skyscraper and reaction command. I just think it's so cinematic and one of the best sequences in all of KH boss fights.
That's really cool.
It is cool. I like it.
It's one of the few reaction commands where you have multiple choices, right? Like, the only other one that I can really think of from that is Marluxia, based on if you do his scythe or him.
Yeah, I was going to say Demix, but his isn't really a choice. It's just if you get it fast enough.
Yeah, like that the, one's just, like yeah. He has two different reaction commands.
The other
not
choice
like
is just to be
time.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah, and just get hit. Yeah.
Pimpin8Easy says, new here, been listening for a while, though. This isn't my favorite DM, just fucking annoying. The large bodies DM drives me nuts. The guy doesn't stop flying towards you till he eats some of Sora's ass.
That's true.
I mean, I get it. Just blast him with fire or some shit. It's just infuriating. Also, fuck those cars in KH2.
That's true.
True.
I guess I forgot that there is, like, Heartless and Nobodies and stuff with DMs, essentially, right?
Yeah,
like,
they have DMs.
Oh, they get low, they get mad.
Mm-hmm. The car is a big one. That happens quite frequently with the cars.
Yeah.
Your best friend's the Invisibles.
Dude, oh my god, fuck Invisibles! Fuck every KH1 endgame enemy. They're all shit, guys. Let's stop messing around. They're all terrible.
But Jason, the behemoth's really cute.
No, dude.
He's really cute.
The first time, okay, fine. The second time, all right. The third time?
He's still cute.
No. No, dude. With these, like, flames on the side, dude. What is this?
Dude, he's cute. Finally, Swirls Barkley says, Riku KH1, no doubt. My dude just be spamming that move like crazy. It is true.
Dude, it was pretty epic when Swarles beat him on Proud for the first time.
At twitch.tv/SwarlesBarkley72. I almost said 77, but it's 72.
No, Swarles Barkley 72. Yeah,
Swarles
he beat
Barkley
it.
77
it was
is
crazy.
To his father.
Sure.
Anyway, that's going to do it for the question of the week this week. Jason, what's your answer to this question of the week?
Oh, dude, my favorite DM. Honestly, one of my favorite DMs. I feel like I have too many to choose, bro. I'm just going to say the first one that pops into my head. The Axel DM, where it's like his actual, like, the first time he lights the floor on fire type shit. That's really fucking cool. And it's... he kind of almost does it like in the cutscene type deal. Like it's in game engine, but like it's I don't know. It was just really cool. Like I kind of visualize him making the arena and lighting the floor on fire while, you know, like it's the two moment, right? Where, you know, he pulls out the two keyblades and shit. That shit's fucking cool, dude. With the music combined, banger. Even though his actual DM is him just like, I'm gonna hit you with my chakrams. Like, I'll try like four times and I'll get tired.
Yeah. That one's kind of cringe.
Yeah.
My favorite DM is when Vivi gets really big.
His struggle spin. Bat just gets massive.
Yeah. When Vivi gets big mode. Just kidding, that's I can't give in to all the, like, VV cock sucking that goes around on the internet, dude. He's
dude,
fine.
I do hate VV. I hate VV. In KH2, I hate VV.
In
you
FF9,
can say whatever you want about Final Fantasy version, whatever, dude. In KH2, he sucks.
But everybody acts like he's like, oh, he has character development. It's like, yeah, he does, but, like, who cares?
Right, he's just, like, possessed by a nobody? Who the hell has ever been possessed by a nobody, dude?
I love that I'm talking about, like, the real game he's from, and Jay just keeps bringing back KH2.
I mean, when you beat him, he's like, I lost!
Yeah, well, in KH2.
It's like, okay, wait. And then he tries to act like he doesn't know what happened, right? Like,
Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Well, what's really crazy,
you tell
bro?
Me that nobody said, I lost? Hell no.
What's really crazy, bro?
Can't pull that fast one on me.
Is that's just an AI. That's not the real Vivi.
Well, I mean, when you do it as Sora. Yeah.
Wait, when do you fight as Sora?
You can do all of the fights as Sora.
Why?
I don't know why you'd want to, but you can.
Why
yeah, there's
a,
there's
that?
Like the sign in the Sandlot, and you go talk to the sign, and you can do all.
Yeah, but then he wasn't possessed by the nobody at that point.
Right, then that's actually him, but he still goes, I'm lost! What happened?
Right.
You're like,
well,
really,
maybe,
dude?
Maybe the nobody was inside his control box, bro, and hit the I
really,
lost
button. Dude? I don't know. He can't. He's trying to act like he doesn't know what happened. Like, if he had actually tried, if he was in control, he would win. But he can't pull a fast one on me, dude. Vivi, you suck. Stop backflipping around like you're Yoda, dude. It's not cool.
Wow, dude.
Wannabe Yoda-looking ass.
Anyway, I don't really have a real answer. I suck at this. My real answer is still Ansem Limit Cut, because he's just dope.
My real answer is Xemnas. When you beat him in armored mode, because he just becomes a flying dragon castle. That's fucking dope, dude.
That's a sick DM, dude.
That's a crazy DM, where
it's
just
really,
is a whole nother fight.
Must have been really fucking desperate.
But that song is a banger where that plays, and also that area is really cool.
It is. So yeah, that's gonna do it for the question of the week this week. Jason, what should the question of the week next week be? We don't really have a lot of suggestions.
What is like a phrase from Kingdom Hearts that you just you say either A, anytime you hear it, or B, like in other context?
Yeah, that's a little different than favorite quote, right? Because it's like, what?
Right. Like, you have to say it every single time you hear it. For
what
me, like, for example, would be like Dark Riku being like, I'm unstoppable! Like, I have to say it when he says it.
Yeah, okay, I like that. So it's either you have to say it when you hear it, or you just use in your daily life.
Right.
Like, when I get to work, I look at the people I work with, and I go, I can't wait to get to sleuthing.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have to be an actual, like, in battle. Like, it can be a cutscene type deal, right? Any line. Whenever I'm in the grocery store and I'm like, it looks like this might be a good place to find some ingredients. But I'm alone. And so, like, the random NPC 40-year-old lady near me is like, what?
Or
these
like
hoodlums.
When I'm sailing a pirate ship with my friends and taking down pirates, and I say, they can still hurt us if we don't take them all out. Or, like, when I'm really thirsty and I get into the kitchen and I go, water!
Yeah.
Like that.
He's like, drip!
So I hope you guys are kind of seeing the energy we want from this question of the
yeah.
week, okay?
If you don't get it from, like, how Mike typed in the Discord, that's fair. But if you hear this episode and then are still confused,
you're typing
that's
this
on
one,
you.
Dude.
You're me!
Yeah, you came up with it, right, and
dude,
I don't know
that's
how to
fine.
Word it.
That's fine. Hey, okay, anyway, if you don't get it from me typing in the Discord, that's fine. But once you hear this, guys, maybe go back, edit your answer. You get what we mean. Come on now.
I can't wait to get to sleuthing. Or like whenever I see Hainer and I go, I fucking hate Hainer. I fucking hate him. I can't wait to fucking kill this motherfucking kid. I fucking hate Hainer. Oh, wait. Is
okay,
that's not
a dialogue. That would not count. We would not read that, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
That's breaking the rules.
I was just doing that to show you guys what not to do. Right.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Go to our Discord to come hang out with us and talk to us, because we love meeting and talking to people.
Welcome all the new people who have come in recently, too.
Yeah. You can see our new logo there, which is based off the Wild Cherry Pepsi logo. It's pretty baller, if I do say so myself. And you can come talk to us. And also email us at AdsomReportPodcast@gmail.com, or give us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, because that really helps with the discoverability of our little show here. Also, you can, that's it. That's all you can do. There's nothing else you can do except the Patreon thing, which we do at the end, so I'm not going to say it again.
Yeah, true.
Or you can come watch us on twitch.tv/SuperSpikeEddieBros, where we stream things.
Come say hi.
Come say hi.
It's always fun.
Come say hello. Drop your favorite Kingdom Hearts quote in the chat.
I mean, if you do that, we probably won't remember. But, like, also drop it in the Discord.
Yeah, for the question of the week. But not your favorite quote, just the one you use in your real life.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening and watching. Jason, hit him with it.
May your heart be your guiding key.
Thank you.
Now, buck off.
That was episode number 14 of the Ansem Report podcast, the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you to Fabio the Iguana, a.k.a. Shane Plunkett, and Jesse Wright of Metal Vista Media for allowing us to use Radiant Garden, the theme song of the Ansem Report podcast. It's a banger. You're listening to it right now, and you didn't even know. And now you know, wow, I know I'm listening to this banger. Anyway,
go check them out.
Go check them out. If you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/SuperSpikeGettyBros. And you can pledge to give us money, which helps us with this podcast, our other podcasts, and also lots of other cool stuff like streams and YouTube videos and things like that. If you do decide to pledge, you could get some benefits like getting the podcast early, getting other podcasts early, listening to Season 1 of Fine, I'll Do It Myself, our Marvel Cinematic Universe tier list podcast, where Jason and I rank all these goddamn movies in a row, and then we go, oh, this one's better now. I watched this one, and I recency bias. I like this one more. So
it's all recency bias. It's a
exactly.
It's a
exactly.
Cycle.
We have Thor Love and Thunder coming out soon on that for Season 1. And we're going to be ending Season 1 soon and moving on to Season 2. So please come check that out. I want to list all the people that support us over on patreon.com/SuperSpikeEddieBros. But first, I have to share my screen with Jason. Famous for nothing.
Pokemon Trainer J.
Nesquik.
Billy the Kid Lawrence.
Corinne Verg.
Dr. Lambic.
DP Grant.
SP Cat.
Gavdod.
Iron Daddy Sean.
It's your boy, Woody.
Lisa S.
Mr. Trumpeter 711.
Iron Aggro.
Preferred Whale 6.
Swarles Barkley.
Dr. Water Kingdom Hearts.
Zach P.
Elbow Juice.
Panda Love.
Frank Verd.
Fabio the Iguana.
Unholy Dolphin.
Vetus.
What's up, Carl?
Lands of Masters.
Superior Pat.
Get Roxel.
Birdo Jester.
Kyrie's Bro.
Afro Roxas.
Chene.
Travis Town Jr.
Phil Games.
Thank you guys so much for supporting us every month with your generosity. We appreciate it. Helps keep us going. So I don't have to work as much at my job and be so crazy tired because I have extra money so I can do things. So you guys are fucking baller. If you want to be a baller like these guys are, you can go to patreon.com/SuperSpaghettiBros. We'll be back next week with episode 15. Bye.